This is on the latest revision, whoops, back please, of profile data sets, which is part of the UA provisioning infrastructure. I'm the new editor, successor to Martin Dolly, who's the successor to Dan Petrie, who originated this work. Next. Okay, changes since version 02. We've restructured the list of editors and authors. More importantly, we've fleshed out the glossary. Sorry, the new words have just vanished. Back, please. Trying to get the terminology more consistent and well stated, because unfortunately, it's a little hard to discuss because the number of different XML documents floating around is more than one usually deals with. A profile in the language of the profile system is also called a data set. It's a set of properties which are named value pairs. It's an actual instance XML document which gets sent to a user agent to configure it. Profiles are defined by profile schemas. So any particular sort of any particular block of configuration information is specified by a profile schema. Now, there's quite a number of profile schemas, and so, in fact, they are described by the profile meta schema, of which there is only one, and that is being defined by this document. And that's ultimately the work we're doing. Now, a treacherous thing to be aware of is there's also a profile type, which basically doesn't mean what you think it does. What it means, it does not mean what schema the profile comes from. It means it's either the local network profile or the device profile or the user profile. And when a user agent starts up, it can get one of each of those types, and then it combines them in a defined way to achieve its configuration. So beware that profile type has this special meaning, and that there are profiles, which are the actual instances, profile schemas, which are schemas that define the type of information they're providing, and then the profile meta schema, which is the master schema for all the profile schemas. Next, yeah. Okay, basically there's a series of open points. We had an ad hoc face-to-face meeting yesterday to get synced up on what's known about them and to start looking at what the future resolution path is for each of them. Discussion point number one is that there is a set of merging rules defined in each profile schema. For each data item in a profile schema, there's a merging rule. Right now, that's specified in the text of the draft that specifies each profile schema. We also want to install that in some formal way in the profile schema itself, so that in theory, a toolkit could actually read the profile schema and know what to do in an algorithmic way. Now, the last item is note that the profiles, the data sets, the actual instances, do not have merge rule specifications, because that would allow different profiles, when you're merging them, to fight with each other about how to do the merging. The merging is fixed for every data item in the definition of the profile schema. Next. There's a somewhat treacherous point that most likely comes up when you have a phone that's a multi-line phone in traditional sense, is that you really need separate user profiles for each line, because each line actually has to be configured separately. And the framework for fetching the profiles for each line didn't make it very clear that this process could happen. The current discussions are is that this model works, and that it doesn't break anything in the profile system, but the profile system doesn't document clearly that this phenomenon does happen. So we're going to move ahead with that and make appropriate changes in the profile framework text to clarify that this can happen. But it doesn't look like there's going to be a problem here. And fortunately, alternatively, there doesn't appear to be any other case of this where a UA has to fetch multiple instances of any given profile schema, which would otherwise be somewhat difficult to manage. Next, okay. I'd never heard of RelaxNG schemas before this happened, and I floated the question of, is this what we want to use, as opposed to XML schema language, which I was familiar with? And the answer is, everybody prefers RelaxNG schema to XML schema language. So that's a pretty easy decision. Actually, ordinary schmucks can read RelaxNG schemas and not get confused. It's really quite amazing. Versioning. Everything needs, of course, to be extensible. It turns out, given the way we structured this, that the rule is you can't, once you've defined a data element in a particular profile schema, it can't be extended by any further extension. There's no way to do it, because the baseline systems that don't understand the extension would get horribly confused. The only extension methods available are to add properties to an existing schema, which backwards compatible devices would just not notice, or to add an entire new schema, which is sort of an overlay schema over the old one. And in those cases, the new properties can be defined to override the properties in the old schema, but you have to leave the definition of the old schema entirely fixed. And this all makes perfect sense. It's just we have to make sure we get this written down and made clear, because there's been offhand comments about how do you extend enumerations. And the real answer is you can't, and you don't. But you can get the effect, the functionality you want in other ways. Next. Oh, there's the fun question. It's considered quite reasonable that profiles should be able to mark data items as not visible to the user. That is, that unless you can put the user agent in some special administrative mode, that certain data items, such as passwords, shouldn't be user visible. This can be argued back and forth, but there's a lot of situations where the user of the user agent isn't its fundamental owner. And we've talked about it. It's pretty clear that, we are, however, staying separate from the concept of locked data items, or the modification of data items by the user, or even by the administrator directly into the user interface. That brings up a bunch of other complexities which we're not dealing with right now, although it's likely there'll be an extension for that at some point in the future. The proposal is that for every data item in every profile, there'll be a separate visibility attribute that can be set to be either true or false. And that is, it's not that the profile schema defines whether an item is visible to the user, but the actual profile that the user agent loads defines it. And that means, of course, that when the user agent loads several schemas and merges them, it has to merge the visibility attributes. But that's pretty straightforward once you realize you have to do it and define the rules. I mean, clearly it's visible if the chosen value is visible. But we don't expect that that's going to be a particular point of dispute to get nailed down. Next. Okay, so the next steps is to update the document based on resolution and agreement of the discussion points, which means, of course, we have to resolve and agree on them. Maybe that's all the work there is. Design team meetings have been held biweekly.
Well, I think you're proposing here we need to have biweekly design team meetings, right?
Well, actually, you are proposing that they
exactly.
Exist.
No, we had them in the past. This is the thing. So in the past for config framework, the only way we got that done is we had a design team together and we had biweekly meetings. And all the members of the design team reviewed the document. Because I'd like to take a poll right now of how many people in the room have actually read this document, this version or the past two or three versions, since it's become a workgroup document. Okay, sorry. Okay, so it's a fair amount. Okay. So what I'd like to find out is there an interest amongst these people of helping progress this document. And again, getting updates in, reviewing it rapidly, right, so that we can complete it. Okay. Okay, so we see like three hands. Okay. So let's go ahead and give that a try. So Dale, if you could update it, you know, within the next couple weeks, and then we can start the calls. Because the idea, this document, we have pushed out the working group last call on this document probably about 10 times now.
Well, I'm actually not so worried about updating the document itself right now. It's getting a proper and clear statement of each discussion point out and start soliciting opinions.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so go ahead. And the ones that are closed, I don't think we need to take them to the list. It's up to you. The open ones.
The ones we think were closed, I'll write up and send to the list in a clear way.
Okay, perfect.
Now, the discussion list is sipping, or is there a separate
sipping
list?
No, go ahead and just do it on sipping.
Okay.
Yeah.
So could you do the next slide? Now, actually, Mary wrote this, if she could explain what it means.
Okay, well, what this is highlighting is the dependencies amongst other documents. For example, the SIP session policy framework has a dependency on the media policy data set, and it has a dependency on the policy package. And this actually, this needs to be updated. This chart's older. The Petrie SIPing profile data set is the dependency for the media policy data set. And as well, SIP session policy framework depends upon the SIPing config framework. So we've got to get SIPing config framework, that's with the IESG, so maybe that's going somewhere. The profile data set is the one that must be completed for these other documents to complete.
Now, isn't there another one in there also?
I don't think so. No.
The one before this one.
Well, that's back up. No, there was a stray one in there that I took out that was not relevant to this.
Ah, okay. I was wondering what you meant when you sent that to me.
Yeah, no, that wasn't relevant. So.
Okay.
Again, this should be a high priority item for the working group. The fact that, you know, there's only three people that really want to work on completing it is a little disconcerting. But let's go ahead and give it a try. My thing is, if we can't get this document fairly close to working group last call by the end of May, we really need to decide, are we going to finish this work? Okay? So anybody have any comments at all here? Okay, so we're going to move on to the overload.